أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين كانوا من قبلهم، كانوا هم أشد منهم قوة وآثارا في الأرض فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم وما كان لهم من الله من واق، ذلك بأنهم كانت تأتيهم رسلهم بالبينات فكفروا فأخذهم الله، إنه قوي شديد العقاب. ولقد أرسلنا موسى بآياتنا وسلطان مبين إلى فرعون وهامان وقارون فقالوا ساحر كذاب، فلما جاءهم بالحق من عندنا قالوا اقتلوا أبناء الذين آمنوا معه واستحيوا نساءهم، وما كيد الكافرين إلا في ضلال. وقال فرعون ذروني أقتل موسى وليدع ربه، إني أخاف أن يبدل دينكم أو أن يظهر في الأرض الفساد. وقال موسى إني عذت بربي وربكم من كل متكبر لا يؤمن بيوم الحساب.
Don't they travel through the earth and see what was the end of those before them? They were even superior to these people in strength and in the traces they left behind on earth. Then did Allah Ta'ala apprehend them on account of their sins? And there was none to defend them against Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is because the Rasuls had come to them with clear proofs, and yet they rejected, and Allah Ta'ala had seized them with punishment for His mighty and stricting punishment. Kuffar of the past were much superior than the kuffar of the Quraysh in respect to their achievements, their worldly advancements and progress, in the traces that they had left behind, the fine buildings, monuments, and all their progress had left a deep impression in the world that surrounded them. But when they had rejected, then they were not exempt from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. They could not run away and escape from His punishment. We had sent Musa alayhi salam with our signs and clear proofs to Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, and they said, a sorcerer, liar. But when He brought to them the truth from our side, they said, slay the children of those who believe. Slay the sons of those who believe with Him and keep alive their women, that the men are the threat, so slay them, all their children and offsprings, and slay them, because they are the threat. And women, we will lead them for our own services, to keep them alive. But the plot of the kafirs end up in error. It's a waste of time. It's just a plot, something that appeases their minds. At the end, it must fail. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَىٰ. And Fir'aun said to his people, leave me, let me slay Musa alayhi salam, and let him call on his Rabb. I fear that he may change your religion, or he may cause mischief to spread on the earth as a political stunt. He made it appear as though the parliament was preventing him from killing Musa alayhi salam, though deep down his heart he was trembling about Musa alayhi salam, because he had seen the divine power that was supporting him. So he says to his people, his parliament, that leave me and let me slay Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam said, إِنِّي عُسْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ. I seek refuge in my Rabb and your Rabb against every arrogant person who believes not in the day of Qiyamah. So the believer amongst the people of Fir'aun, amongst the Coptics, the people of Fir'aun, one person believed after seeing the miracles and the proofs of Musa alayhi salam, but he was concealing his iman. So he addressed his people saying, are you people going to kill a man who says, my Rabb is Allah, and he has brought clear miracles from his Rabb to you? If he is a liar, then on him be the consequence of his lies. But if he is saying the truth, then some of the things that he is warning you must fall upon you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي. For Allah Ta'ala never guides those that transgress and lie. My people, you have the kingdom today. You have the control and the power today. You have the upper hand in the earth. Then if the punishment of Allah Ta'ala were to come to us, then who will help us? إِنْ جَاءَنَا. If the punishment were to come to us, then who will help us against the punishment of Allah Ta'ala? But Fir'aun heard all this, yet he was persistent and obstinate in his ways. So he says to them, I only show you that which I see. What I see to be right and I see to be good, I only show you that much, and I only guide you to the straight path, to the right path. The believer kept on warning them, and he went on saying, my people, I fear for you the day of the groups, the day of different assemblies, all the different nationalities, races, all will assemble in one single plane. I fear for you a fate similar to the fate of the people of Nuh, Adam, Ad, Thamud, and those that came after them. And Allah Ta'ala does not intend any type of injustice towards His servants. And I also fear for you the day of the proclamations, the day of announcements, the day that you will run away in flight, and you will have none to defend you against Allah Ta'ala, and whom Allah Ta'ala leaves to stray, and you can't find a guide for him. A believer from amongst the people of Fir'aun, Coptic, and this is his address to his people. He sees that his people are bent upon wrong, and for the feeling and for the love that he has for his own people, he advises them. But in a beautiful manner, he advises them, appealing to their intelligence and their reasoning. Look at it. It is the way of Allah Ta'ala that he doesn't guide the one that is transgressing and lying. Moreover, when he is attributing a lie to Allah Ta'ala, he's uttering a lie in the name of Allah Ta'ala, then that person doesn't receive any type of divine support. Now, when you have understood this, now examine Musa alayhi salam. If he is an imposter, na'uzu billah, then the consequence of his lie will fall upon him. For when he is uttering a lie against the name of Allah Ta'ala, then he will not be supported divinely. Yet you see all the miracles that he is performing, a single solitary man, and he can speak out against the powerful kingdom of Fir'aun. So this is enough evidence and proof that this is a person from Allah Ta'ala. He has no army, he has nothing to defend himself, but he's standing out so boldly, speaking out so freely, and then he's being supported with divine assistance. Then this man, he is definitely a person appointed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if he was a liar, then he would have been suffering from the consequence of his lie. But you consider the fact that if he is truthful, then some of the things that he is warning you about will definitely strike you. Some will get you in the hereafter, and some must get you immediately. For it is the system of Allah Ta'ala. He never guides the transgressor. He never guides the liar, especially that lies against his name. And also consider that you have the authority, you decide, you prevail today. But the day the punishment of Allah Ta'ala does come, then who will ward it out? Fir'aun was still obstinate in his ways. So the believer went on admonishing and advising, I fear for you the day of the different groups will assemble, the day that all the different groups, races, nationalities will assemble together. And I fear the day of proclamation and announcements, as the Israfil alayhi salam will sound the trumpet, he will blow the trumpet, and people will raise up from their graves. Then from that point there will be announcements upon announcements. The first announcement will be, وَحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. Heard the kafirs and their comrades, their friends. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. Heard them towards Jahannam. And hold on, hold them, just hold them for a moment, because they need to be questioned. So this will be amongst the first announcements. Then when they hear these announcements, they are being marshaled and led towards Jahannam. They will try and escape in different directions. Then another announcement will be sounded. La wazar ila rabbika yawma idhin al mustaqar. That today there is no escape. You cannot escape. You will have to be gathered in the presence of your Rabb for accounting. Then again there will be the announcement at the scales, when people's deeds will be scaled, books will be given in the right or the left hands. Then Jibreel alayhi salam will stand at the scales and he will shout, he will again announce that so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, family of so-and-so, he is fortunate, he's got his book in his right hand. So there is just enjoyment and happiness for him. There is just prosperity and fortune for him now. There is no calamity from this point onwards. So there will be no end to his happiness and to his joy. And then he will announce again, this is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. And he's failed the entire examination process. There is a failure. There's going to be just calamity upon calamity for him, ending up in just ruins. No end to his distress and his agony. Then again, there'll be announcements. The people of Jannat will call on to the people of Jahannam. They will say, we have found the promises of our Rabb to be true. So have you found the promises of our Rabb to be true upon you as well? We are told about Jannat, and we are told about honor and respect. We are told about all the joys and the happiness of Jannah, so we found all this. And you were warned about Jahannam and the evil consequence of disbelief. Did you find that? So that will be the third announcement. Then the people of Jahannam will call on to the people of Jannah. There will be another announcement. They will say that pass on some of the good that Allah has passed on upon you. You have got all the good and the comfort. Then some of the comfort that Allah has passed on upon you, then you pass on those comforts towards us. Then there will be another final announcement. When all have taken their places, then Allah will call them on, call all the Jannatis and Jahannamis. For that moment, the believers will be apprehensive what's going to happen now. And then Allah will say, will call on death in the form of a lamb, and he will slaughter it in the presence of one and all. Be slaughtered, and then he'll say, from that point, that there is going to be no death from this point onwards. To the Jannatis, this everlasting life and prosperity, happiness and joy, no death after this point. And to the Jahannamis, there is not going to be any death, so there's not going to be any end to your distress, your agony and your grief and pain. So, that happiness will be to such an extent of the believer, when Allah Ta'ala has ended up and terminated death, that happiness will be so great and so huge in him, that if there was not a thing like death, if there was a thing like death, then his heart would have exploded in enjoyment and happiness. He knows now he's relaxed, he's here permanently, there is no return from this place here. And similarly will be the plight of the unbeliever, that he will be so distressed and so filled with agony, that if there was a thing like death, and his heart will have exploded because of distress and agony, that what must I do now? Now there is no end to my distress, no end to the agony.